Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical and exam-critical topics in your OCR Combined Science course, predicting and identifying reactions and products. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Another chemistry topic to memorize? But here's the thing. This isn't about memorization. This is about pattern recognition. Once you understand the four main reaction types, you'll be able to predict what happens when almost any acid meets almost any metal, base, or carbonate. And that's exactly what OCR examiners want to see. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the core concepts, work through some exam-style examples, highlight the common mistakes that cost students marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your understanding. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with the foundation. When we talk about predicting reactions, we're really talking about four key reaction patterns. Think of these as templates. Once you know them, you can apply them to any specific chemicals the exam throws at you. First template, acid plus metal. This always gives you a salt plus hydrogen gas. The salt is formed by combining the metal from the metal with the anion from the acid. So if you react hydrochloric acid with magnesium, you get magnesium chloride plus hydrogen. The key observation here is fizzing or effervescence. That's the hydrogen gas escaping. Remember, only metals above hydrogen in the reactivity series will react with acids. Copper won't fizz with dilute acid because it's less reactive than hydrogen. Second template, acid plus base. A base is a metal oxide or metal hydroxide. When an acid reacts with a base, you get a salt plus water. For example, sulfuric acid plus copper oxide gives you copper sulfate plus water. The observation? The solid base dissolves and the solution might change color as the salt forms. This is a neutralization reaction, but you won't see fizzing because there's no gas produced, just water. Third template, acid plus carbonate. This one's really important because it produces three products, a salt, water, and carbon dioxide. So hydrochloric acid plus calcium carbonate gives calcium chloride, water, and carbon dioxide. The key observation is fizzing again, but this time it's CO2, not hydrogen. You can test for carbon dioxide by bubbling it through lime water. It turns milky. Students often forget to write all three products. Don't lose that mark. Fourth template, acid plus alkali. An alkali is a soluble base. Think sodium hydroxide or potassium hydroxide dissolved in water. Acid plus alkali gives you a salt plus water. For example, hydrochloric acid plus sodium hydroxide gives sodium chloride plus water. There's no visible change here unless you use an indicator because both reactants and products are in solution. This is neutralization at its simplest. Now, here's where the reactivity series comes in. You need to know the order: potassium, sodium, calcium, magnesium, aluminum, then carbon as a reference point, then zinc, iron, hydrogen as another reference, then copper, silver, and gold at the bottom. The higher up a metal is, the more reactive it is. This tells you whether a displacement reaction will happen. A more reactive metal can displace a less reactive one from its compound. So magnesium can displace copper from copper sulfate, but copper cannot displace magnesium from magnesium sulfate. For balancing equations, here's the golden rule. Never change the subscripts in a chemical formula. If you need two molecules of something, put a two in front of it. That's a coefficient. Changing subscripts changes the actual chemical, which is wrong. And don't forget state symbols. For solid, L for liquid, G for gas, and AQ for aqueous, meaning dissolved in water. Salts formed in solution are aqueous, not solid. Exam tips and common mistakes, the minutes. Let's talk about what trips students up in exams. Mistake number one, confusing observations with products. If the question says describe what you would see, the examiner wants observations like fizzing, solid dissolves, solution turns blue, or temperature increases. They do not want you to name the products. Magnesium chloride forms is not an observation. You can't see that happening. But the magnesium ribbon disappears and bubbles form. That's what you observe. Mistake number two, getting the salt name wrong. The salt name comes from two parts, the metal or positive ion from the base or metal and the anion from the acid. Hydrochloric acid gives chloride salts. Sulfuric acid gives sulfate salts. Nitric acid gives nitrate salts. So calcium plus nitric acid gives calcium nitrate, not calcium nitride or calcium nitrite. Learn those acid to salt conversions. Mistake number three, wrong state symbols. Students often write salts as S when they should be AQ. If a salt is formed in solution, it's dissolved, that's aqueous. Only if the question mentions a precipitate forming should you use S. Water is L, not AQ. It's the liquid itself, not dissolved in anything. Exam technique tip. When you see an unfamiliar element in a question, look at its position in the periodic table. If it's in group 1, it'll behave like sodium or potassium. If it's in group 2, it'll behave like magnesium or calcium. Use that pattern to predict the reaction. OSHRA loves testing your ability to apply knowledge to new contexts. That's AO2, which is 50% of your marks. And always check the command word. State means give a brief factual answer. Describe means say what happens. Explain means say why it happens. Explain means say why it happens. You need to give a reason. Calculate means show you're working and include units. Quickfire recall, quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. What are the products when an acid reacts with a metal? Answer. A salt and hydrogen gas. Question 2. What are the products when an acid reacts with a carbonate? Answer. A salt, water, and carbon dioxide. Question 3. What's the test for carbon dioxide? Answer. Bubble it through lime water. It turns milky or cloudy. Question 4. Why doesn't copper react with dilute hydrochloric acid? Answer. Because copper is less reactive than hydrogen, so it can't displace hydrogen from the acid. Question 5. What state symbol should you use for a salt formed in solution? Answer. AQ for aqueous. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 4 key acid reaction templates, the reactivity series, how to balance equations without changing formulae, and the common mistakes that cost marks. Remember, pattern recognition is your superpower here. Learn those 4 templates, practice applying them to different chemicals, and always read the command word carefully. Your homework? Write out the 4 reaction templates from memory. Then test yourself by predicting the products of 5 different acid reactions, and practice writing balanced equations with state symbols. That's where the marks are. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure to revisit the study guide and work through the practice questions. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep reacting.